Ellingson on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How you doing this morning, Duke?
Hey, boys, you should cue up the music. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hey, is this a great weekend or what?
If I were to ask you, Duke Ellingson, you can only watch one weekend of NFL playoff football. Your television is broken. The other three weekends, you can have Super Wild Card Weekend, six games. You can have the divisional round next weekend, four games. You can have the conference championship weekend, two games, or you can watch the Super Bowl, one game. What are you choosing?
You know, that's a heck of a... You should put down the poll on the web poll. I'm going to go with the division, the next week, the four games. You've got the, you know, all the teams that earned the bye, or in this case, the two teams that earned the bye. You've got what you would consider to be the best team still standing. Kind of get rid of the riffraff from this weekend. And so I would, if I had to pick one, I guess I'd go next week.
Simmer, where do you come down?
No, I'd say the same thing, Jer. I thought you were actually going to pose what one game you'd want to watch, but I agree. Once you enter Green Bay and Titans into the mix, yeah, you got the eight elite, and no, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Hammer?
Give me the conference finals. I'll take those two games, the final four.
Okay.
They're usually really good, and sometimes the Super Bowl disappoints. Those two games.
Not often. There was a time when the Super Bowl was crapola back in the, 80s, Duke? 80s, early 90s?
There was a run of horrendous, horrendous Super Bowls. Yeah.
I was thinking, there's all kinds of this time of year, you do the This Day in Sports History, and you get, these were the scores on this day, and there were some incredibly lopsided Super Bowls, but like conference championship games, like the Giants beat somebody 41-0 in a conference championship game. Right? You're thinking you're down to the best, supposedly the best four teams, and then one. And I remember the Bills beat the Raiders once 51-3 in a conference championship game, which you don't think it's possible that when you get down to the final four games, you get lopsided games. But it's been much better the last few years. We've had some great, great games, and hopeful that we will starting this weekend with Super Wild Card Weekend. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have a prize up for grabs. I'll put the prize up for grabs. And Simmer, I'll get back to you about the prize I owe you. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick games, okay, 1 point each. We're going to pick against the spread, straight up, and over under. So 3 points available for each game, all right, and six games. So 18 points are up for grabs for this weekend, all right?
Yes. Don't forget to mention that we double the point values every week, right?
Set this now.
Right, Simmer?
Do we do that, or unless I'm behind?
Oh, I think we better do it.
All right. Double the points every weekend. That will allow for some massive comebacks like Duke did last year when he took over from Simmer after the Super Bowl. Okay, let's start with game number one that will kick things off. 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Las Vegas Raiders are at the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a rematch of week six. Bengals won that game 32-13 in Cincinnati. The Bengals, though, have gone the longest of any team in the NFL without winning a playoff game. They haven't won one since 1990. Eight losses in a row, which is within one of the NFL record currently held by, surprise, surprise, the Detroit Lions, who are sitting on a nine-game playoff losing streak. So the Bengals are favored by 5.5 points. The over-under on this game is a nice, hefty 49.5. So, Duke, as our guest, you get to go first. So straight up against the spread and over under. What do you like?
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not going to get into great detail on all the reasons why, but I do feel badly for the Raiders in all of this. The NFL, you know, doesn't do them any favors. They play the last game of the NFL regular season at night. It goes into overtime, completely draining emotional game. And then they get to play the first playoff game on Saturday afternoon and have to travel to do it. That's a rough go for a team that, you know, kind of snuck into the playoffs. So I feel like I would like to pick them because I think they kind of have a little bit of that team of destiny going on. But I think it's just asking too much to put them through that. And I think Cincinnati with the having a chance to rest their guys last week. So I'm taking Cincinnati to win the game. I'm taking Cincinnati to cover the 5.5. And I'm taking the over.
Okay. Simmer.
You know what? Same thing. Cincinnati, first of all, thank God Marvin Lewis is long gone. I know there's pressure, but it is a reset, guys, on the franchise. And weather actually looks pretty good. I'll take the exact same thing as Duke.
Hammer.
I'm not exactly the same. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the plus 5.5. I am going to go with the over. I think everybody's going to pick over on this one. But I do think the Bengals will win.
Okay. All right. Well, I picked, of all the teams possible pulling an upset this weekend, I picked the Raiders. So I can't really go against myself. So I'll take the Raiders. I'll obviously get the 5.5. And, yes, I will take, like everyone else, the over, which means it's likely going to go under a 49.5. All right, that's game number one. Then what I think the game a lot of people are looking forward to, the Saturday night game, Patriots at Bills. The weather is supposed to be incredibly cold to the point where Bart Scott is advocating for Viagra for the players to keep them warm. Two teams, of course, met twice in the regular season, both late in the season. Both teams won on the road. The Bills are a 4.5-point pick, and the over-under on this game is 43.5. Simmer, you'll start us on this one.
I also heard, Duke, I don't know if it's accurate, back in the day, Buffalo used to put Vaseline all over their bodies, yep, and then whatever, like, again. I'll say this, guys. I think the fact the Patriots have played them twice and they got smoked last time, they're all about adjustments. And the fact they play a team for the third time. And so across the board, oh, I'm going to take the Patriots. I'll obviously take the spread, but I will take the under. I don't expect it to be a high-scoring game.
Okay, Hammer.
I do. I'm going to take the Patriots on this one, but I think it's going to be a close game. I think we're looking at a field goal win here, so I'm going to take those points as well, obviously. And I will take the under. I'm exactly the same as Simmer on this one.
Okay. I'm going to take the Bills in this game. I'll take the Bills. I think Josh Allen is going to tote the old pigskin around quite a bit in bad weather. I think he's used to playing in bad weather more than Mac Jones. Now, Mac Jones may not be asked to do very much. I have a hard time going against the Patriots because it feels like Belichick will find a way. But this is one of the interesting stats I came across. Bill Belichick, in all of the playoff games he's ever had to coach, he's never coached as a road team in the wild card round, okay, ever.
Yep.
27 games, never been on the road in the first round of the playoffs, which is interesting. So I'll take the Bills, but I'll give the points, all right? 43.5. With the bad weather, it feels like under, but I'll just go against the grain just because. So I'll go over. I'll go over, and I'll take the Bills to win, but New England getting the points. Duke.
Well, I'm going to take my Patriot hat off because I would love to pick them here and, you know, love for the upset to happen. But when I look at stats about quarterbacks making their first start in a playoff game, especially rookie quarterbacks, since 2002, those rookie quarterbacks or quarterbacks making their first playoff start are 11-31. That does not bode well. Mac Jones thrown five interceptions in his last four games. I just don't think they have enough offense to stay with Buffalo, and I'm going to take Buffalo to win, Buffalo to cover. And I agree with you, JR. I think there's going to be a little more points scored than people think, so I'm going to say over the 43.5.
All right, those are the two games from Saturday. We got a triple header on Sunday. We'll start with the 1 o'clock game. The fighting Philadelphia Eagles will be in Tampa Bay to take on the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the first time in 40 years we'll have a playoff matchup between the top rushing offense in the NFL versus the top passing offense in the NFL. For whatever that is worth. All right. The Buccaneers are a nice, tasty 8.5-point favorite in this game. The over-under is 46.5. Hammer.
Oh, I like that term, tasty. It's Bucks all the way here. Bucks to win, Bucks to cover. And I'm 46. I still think the Eagles are going to score some points here. Tough against that Bucks rush defense. But I'm going to go the over here.
Okay. All right. Simmer, you got an update. You're going through the weather forecast. Last I had seen Tampa Bay, they were predicting some rain and some wet weather for Sunday. I don't know if you looked it up or that's still the case.
I'd gone through the Cincinnati one, had not seen to that.
Hang on, not my pick. Okay. I was just asking about the weather, whether you looked up the weather. Yeah. Have you got the weather, Duke, for Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be rainy and windy and relatively speaking cool, but on a scale, not terrible.
All right. Okay. Listen, there's no way, with my heart, I'm willing to sacrifice the point. So I just don't see the Eagles being able. I think Tom Brady, the way the Eagles play defense, is going to pass for a high percentage despite the bad weather. I think they'll put up some points. I like the Eagles with the ability to run the ball to somewhat control the clock a little bit, or at least try to keep the ball out of Brady and the offense's hands as much as they can. But I can't pick the Eagles to win the game as much as I'd like to. I'd like to win the championship more than anything of our little contest here. So I will take Tampa to win. I will take the Eagles getting 8.5, and I will take the over of 46.5. Okay, Simmer, you get to go.
By kickoff.
Is it Duke? Yeah, it's Duke. Sorry, it's Duke. It's your turn.
Yeah, you know, I find this is a fascinating game. I mean, Leonard Fournette should play. Levante David's going to be back, which is going to certainly help the Tampa Bay defense. I find one stat that's interesting is that the Eagles were the 29th team in the NFL in total sacks, and Tampa Bay the first in the NFL in sacks allowed. That does not bode well when you got Tom Brady back there. But I kind of agree with JR a little bit. I think this game is going to be a little closer than people think because of Philly's ability to bleed some clock with the run game, even though Tampa's great against the run. So I'm taking exactly what JR said. I'm taking Tampa to win, Philly to cover, and the over.
Okay. Now, sorry, Simmer, I've got you cut you off twice. Kate, go.
Yeah, no, on Tampa. I'm going to take Tampa. I'll actually take the points, and strangely, I'll take the under. And the weather actually by kickoff hammer is going to be 18 degrees and sunny.
Okay. All right. Game number four. I think the game a lot of people are looking forward to watching. The San Francisco 49ers, that would be San Francisco for the scoring in English, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Two teams did not meet this season. Of course, these are the two teams in the NFC which have won the most Super Bowls, five each. They have met numerous times in the playoffs, but most of it dating back to the 80s and 90s, right? So a lot of rooting interest for both teams, very popular teams. Dallas is a 3.5-point pick. The over-under on this one is 50.5. So I'm going first on this one. A lot of people are kind of, as their upset special, are taking San Francisco on this one. I think there's a lot of pressure on Dallas. I would agree with that. But I think Dallas is going to win the game. And I think they'll end up covering the 3.5. I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo when it's all said and done. And I will take the over of, the under of 50.5. So I'm taking Dallas. I'm taking the points, or giving the points, and I'm going to take the under of 50.5. Duke.
You know, I love San Francisco in this spot. I'm trying to make sure it's not because I want to see Dallas lose. But, you know, what's the worst division in the NFL this year? We think we kind of all agree, apart from Dallas, NFC East was a disaster. The Cowboys were 6-0 in their division, and 6-5 against the rest of the league. And the Niners, 7-2 in their last nine games, playing so much better. And the Cowboys' run defense has kind of fallen off, and it all just kind of adds up to me that the Niners are going to go in and win this game. I really like them today this week. So obviously I'll take the points, Niners to win outright.
Yep.
And I'm going to go the under because I think San Francisco is going to run it and keep Dak Prescott and company on the sideline.
Hey, don't get me wrong, Duke. I love it. I'm sacrificing the 2 points. Mm-hmm. Part of my reason for picking Dallas is that what I usually pick, it goes the other way,
right?
So now I'm good. I either get the points because Dallas won, or what I really want to happen, the Dallas Cowboys to lose, is going to happen, and I'm good there. All right, Simmer.
Imagine if the Eagles could win.
Exactly.
I'm real confident, I guess, bullish on San Francisco, so I'll take the same as Duke. I'll take San Francisco, take the spread, and I will take the under as well, although I'm feeling a 27-24 victory, which would not help me, but I'll take under anyway.
Okay, all right, good, and Hammer.
So many people on the Niners, something's going to happen here in Wild Card Weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend, and I think it's weird to say, but I think the Cowboys are going to surprise, and they're going to move on to next week, and I'm taking the Cowboys, I'm taking the points as well. And I've got to go with the rest. I'm going under.
Okay.
Under on this one.
All right. Two more to go. Steelers at Chiefs is the Sunday night game. These two teams met in week 16 in Kansas City, a 36-10 shellacking by KC. And lots of stats about Big Ben, how long he's gone. Of course, made the playoffs in his rookie season. Now in all likelihood, it'll be his last game in his final season, whatever it is, 18 years down the road. The Chiefs are a big 12.5-point pick. At home, and the over-under on this one is 46.5. Duke, we're back to you to start.
Wow, you know what? I mean, if you guys look at the numbers over the last number of years for the Wild Card Weekend, did you guys know that underdogs are 15-3 against the spread? It's an unbelievable number, and you got to think that a 12.5-point spread in a playoff game is just too much to cover. And for me, that's kind of the approach I'm going to take, although I just don't know how Pittsburgh's going to generate enough offense to hang around. But I'm going to say with my idea that Pittsburgh will cover 12.5. I think Kansas City will win the game, and I'm going to go under that 46.5.
Okay. Simmer.
You know what? I'll take Kansas City straight across here. I'm going to take the over, and I think they'll win by 14, and I do think it'll be a big score. So Kansas City right across.
Okay. Hammer.
I'm close there, Chiefs, of course, but I'm going to take – I don't think they're going to cover at all. I think the Steelers will keep it tight. And Chiefs' offense has just struggled. Their defense has been the highlight at the tail end of this regular season. So, and I'm going to take the under as well.
Okay. All right. I think, are you the same as Duke then, Hammer?
Yeah.
Because I think I'm the same as well. I will take Kansas City to win. I'm smelling a T.J. Watt strip sack of Patrick Mahomes leading to some sort of crazy touchdown that Pittsburgh doesn't deserve, which will keep it under the 12.5. And I think this will also be a low-scoring game. I see the Steelers scoring many points. So I will take the under. So I got KC, I got Pittsburgh, and I got the under of 46.5. Our last game, Monday night, first time we've ever had a Monday night playoff game to wrap up Super Wild Card Weekend. Cardinals at Rams, so this is a divisional rematch. Cardinals won in Week 4, 37-20. The Rams won in Week 14, 30-23. Of course, Matthew Stafford, 0-3 in his 13 seasons in the NFL. That was with the Detroit Lions. Now he's on a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, but his postseason record is small and not very good. All right, so Arizona. So L.A. is a 4.5-point pick at home. The over-under on this one is a nice, tidy 50.5. Simmer, to you.
You know what? I think at least in this one, the Rams, they've done too much. And I know there is pressure, JR. I wonder what the crowd will be like. I hope it's Rams fans. But no, I'll take L.A. across the board, and I'll also take the over. It'll be high-scoring. It'll be fun. But I do think this is a weekend here where Stafford's going to perform well.
All right. Hammer.
I trust the Chargers less than I trust the Cardinals, or the other way around.
The Rams, you mean?
The Rams, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Chargers are not in the playoffs.
They're not there. I trust the Cardinals more than I trust the Rams, and I'm taking the Cardinals across the board here with the over-under. I'm going to take the under on this one. There's going to be some pickage. There's going to be some decent D, but that's my pick right here, Cardinals.
Okay. I'll take L.A. Listen, Stafford's performed poorly in the last half of the year, but I'll take L.A. to win. I don't like Arizona's finish to the season either. No DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm going to take L.A. to win. I'll take L.A. to cover. Over under 50.5 is kind of like right where I kind of like it. So I'll defer to the bottom end. So I'll go under of 50.5. So I got L.A. I'm giving the points, and I'll take the under. Duke, finish this off.
Well, Hammer used the term trust, and I'll tell you what, guys. You're asking me to trust a quarterback who threw the same number of interceptions, by the way, the most in the NFL, tied with Trevor Lawrence. You're asking me to trust that quarterback? No chance. So, and the Cardinals, 8-1 on the road this year. I love Arizona in this game. I think Stafford will make a key mistake at the worst possible time. Give me Arizona to win, cover, obviously, and I'm going to go over as well with a bunch of points.
Okay, wow. All right, so we're all over the map. That's good. That's very tasty. I like that first round to kick things off. 1 point, so 18 points will be up for grabs by the time we reconvene with you on Monday, Duke, to go over the games. We'll have a nice little tidy scorecard, except for the Monday night game, of course. So
that's true.
Look forward to it. Enjoy the games. Should be a great weekend, and we'll chat with you again on Monday.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
All right, there we go. There's Duke Ellingson joining us in the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Gabriel Pizza is the official pizza of the Ottawa Senators. All right, it's going to be a great weekend. Looking forward to it. 2-3-1. You like the fact they're putting the game on Monday night?
Oh, absolutely, Jared. And again, I guess this is the NFL. This isn't about me being in a football fantasy pool and even the fun that we're having on kind of trying to pick some of the games. Now, am I pumped about Raiders Cincinnati? Not really, but I'm as excited about that 49er Dallas game because it's Dallas as I am about the Pats and the Bills. And that's a beautiful part about the National Football League. The intrigue of any matchup almost in the regular season, but especially in the playoffs, is like no other sport. I mean, I said to Hammer, I watch more NFL now than I watch the National Hockey League.